Episode 428, Unapologetic Love.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, happy day. How are you doing? I'm thrilled that you're here, delighted with your presence. And you know, today is Sweet Spirit Sunday. And it's a day for us just really to self-reflect a little bit, take some time in to, you know, yeah, self-check us, where we're going in our own lives. You know, some of you may or may not have experience with, you know, meditation, prayer. Wherever you fall in that category, it's really effective in your life when you do self-reflection and giving you that time and that space to say, okay, where am I? And so this is a sweet spirit check. Today, it's all about unapologetic love. Do you have those people in your life that you just shake your head at like, really? What are you doing? What were you thinking? Where are you going? And you literally sometimes want to say, well, that was just stupid. That was just plain dumb. That's ridiculous. Okay, you got to be honest here. That's what we're all about here at Create Your Now. We all have those thoughts. We have those moments in our lives. The thing is, though, if you step back a moment, is it really our position and our right to be able to, you know, yeah, we can think those thoughts, but do we need to act upon them? The problem in today's world is that not only are we in a self-gratification world, a fast food everything world, we want it right now, there's no planning, there's no waiting, and so we get flustered with just the simple things in life. And what happens is it begins to get under our skin. And then really, it's not the bad things that happen to them. It's how you are reflecting yourself on others and how you're perceived. A lot of times we don't look at it that way. We want to say, oh, well, I have a right to do that. And man, if I'm going to blow up, I'm going to blow up. Well, really, think about it. Is it the right thing to do? And I challenge you today on that because I look at it, you all know I'm a Christian, and I look at the time of when Christ walked this earth. He had unapologetic love. He gave without question. He served. He was not judgmental. In fact, he loved some of the worst criminals. He embraced them. And here we sit today and we're like, nope, don't want anything to do with them. I want to keep them more than an arm's length away. There's no way I want them close to me. Where and how do you love? Do you love with expectations? Yeah, that's kind of a tough one, isn't it? Because a lot of us do. It's nothing to be ashamed about, but it's something that I think we need to bring up and talk about. You know, we're all here about getting deeper and expanding who we are and growing and learning so we can be our best selfie in everything that we do. So this self-reflection is truly not to sit there and make you feel bad. It's not that. This is a sweet spirit. This is all done out of literally love. I care for you that much that we need to look at this. And this is something I personally do. I have self-reflection times. Sometimes I go as far back and in detail as to think of a specific conversation that maybe occurred. Maybe I, you know, stepped out of my own boundaries. Maybe I acted, you know, irrational. Maybe that's a perception from somebody else. Maybe in my eyes it wasn't that, but in someone else's eyes. So how do you love? Do you love with expectations? Some of us do it because it's a protection measure. It's a way to kind of keep our guard up. You know, if you do this for me, then okay, I will love you for this. Some of it's because of our upbringing, your childhood. Maybe you were in a relationship that went the wrong direction. Do you love with expectations? Unapologetic love is giving you permission to love them where they're at. A lot of people are doing things because they want to be acknowledged. They want to be, you know, hello, I'm here, recognize me. They want to be accepted. And they want approval. And so they act out because for some reason, they didn't get any of these trainings. They didn't expand their horizon as to who they were supposed to become ultimately, who God wanted them to be. But instead, they're like, oh, well, this is just how I'm going to be. I don't have to smile because I don't want to smile. If someone says hi to me, I don't have to greet them back. That's one thing that with our children growing up and their grandmother, anytime she would address them, she expected a response back from them. And if she didn't get the response back, like ask a question, hey, how are you? Or what did you do today? And if it was like, oh, nothing, or it was just kind of a shrug of the shoulders and then they went to do their own thing, she stopped them. And some of you may say, oh, well, that's awfully controlling. No, it's not. It's respecting conversation. She started a conversation and they basically are like, oh, well, it's not really in my interest. So why do I need to acknowledge? Why do I need to be present at this moment? So with our children, we've really tried to instill in them that, okay, when you're greeted, you need to greet back. You need to respond back. You need to acknowledge the people that just said hi to you or who you met by shaking of hands and on and on. Everyone is on a different journey. And for us to sit here and to be judgmental and say, oh, well, they don't deserve our love, that's really unfair for them. Who are we to judge whether they are or are not where they should be in their life? We can give them our opinions. Obviously, if they're your family or your close friends, maybe a little bit different story. But when you see a stranger on the street or walking and you're shopping, we're on a trip right now in a really big city with lots of people, very diverse. And in fact, it's so diverse sometimes that even being on the street, you can feel the tension in the air. It's crazy. And when you have that tension, it's usually created by ourselves because we don't take the time to realize, wait, maybe my actions are playing a role in this. Instead, we push it off. Well, like they should be doing this. They should know better. Maybe they don't know better. Maybe they weren't taught. Maybe what they need is unapologetic love. We tend to approach hostile situations and people who are mad with what? Anger or rage or hostile words. And the language and the communication that we use is like, I'm going to get at you. But if we take a moment and think of it from a sweet spirit perspective and have a calm voice, with a sweet tone that says, hey man, I don't know what's pushing your buttons today, but I hope your day gets better. How would that stop somebody in their tracks if they were having a bad day instead of adding fuel to the fire and saying, well, you just need to get off your high horse, dude. Have a great day. Which is a better sweet spirit to carry? Unapologetic love. Where are you? How do you love? The self-reflection is huge. And it goes not only to strangers, but more importantly, it hits you where you're at for the ones that you have been given and blessed with. And that's your family, your spouse, your children, your mom and dad, your grandparents, aunt and uncles and cousins. You are given that opportunity to serve them. To love them with no strings attached. But maybe because something has happened in your life, you always have strings attached to things and you don't realize it. Today, I ask you to release those strings and love unapologetically. Love them right where they're at. Don't love with the expectations. Don't put a, if you do this, then you'll get my love. It's really easy to do that with children. Hey, if you go clean your room, I'll do. And that I'll do part of it, whether it's, oh, you'll get an iTunes card, or I'll take you for ice cream, or you'll get that dress that you've been waiting for, or that new pair of shoes. In their mind, they're saying, I have to do this in order to get mama's love, in order to get daddy's love. It needs to be, I need you to go clean the room. Nothing else to follow. Instead of always attaching these strings, because these strings that we attach is dangling the most precious, precious thing we can give anybody, and that's love. We are to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. So today in your self-reflection, I ask you, number one, are you loving yourself unapologetically? Yeah, that means you got to have grace for yourself too. You may not like exactly where you are, but you need to love who you are. That's key in moving forward in your life, in anyone's journey, no matter where you are in your journey, whether you're high on the mountaintop or whether you're low in that valley. You have got to give yourself grace, and you've got to love who you are right now, no strings attached. Once when you've passed that, then you can move into the extra magic, and that's to love those right where they're at, to give to them something that they may not deserve, quite frankly, but it's not about deserving. Remember, Christ doesn't love you because you deserve it. Christ loves you, period. You don't have to prove anything to him. Remember, he is your creator. So today, go out with a sweet spirit. Delight someone else's heart. Give a compliment. Share a hug. And go forth with unapologetic love. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.